news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We have the best testing in the world. Could be the testing's frankly overrated. Maybe it is overrated. But whatever they start yelling, we want more, we want more. You know, they always say we want more, because they don't want to give you credit. Don't forget, we have more cases than anybody in the world. But why? Because we do more testing. When you test, you have a case. When you test, you find something is wrong with people. If we didn't do any testing, we would have very few cases.
That bit of idiocy from the nation's conspiracy theorist in chief underscores why the United States is the clear leader on the planet in both the sheer number of cases and the number of deaths from COVID-19. As of Friday morning, more than 1.4 million people have been infected here, and nearly 86,000 people have lost their lives in the U.S. alone. Federal whistleblower Rick Bright told Congress on Thursday that U.S. officials ignored his warning in January that the nation needed to ramp up production of N95 masks to prepare for a coronavirus outbreak, and said that, quote, lives were lost as a result. Dr. Bright, who was demoted from his job overseeing federal efforts to develop a coronavirus vaccine after opposing the unproven COVID-19 treatment being pushed by Trump, hydroxychloroquine, said the Trump administration still lacked an adequate plan for confronting the pandemic.
Without better planning, 2020 could be the darkest winter in modern history. First and foremost, we need to be truthful with the American people. The truth must be based on science. We have the world's greatest scientist. Let us lead. Let us speak without fear of retribution. On Tuesday, Dr. Fauci delivered a message in a voice that is clear and trustworthy as he encouraged us to act with caution as we return to our daily lives. We should listen to him and other scientists sharing their expertise.
Trump tweeted before the hearing, quote, "I don't know the so-called whistleblower Rick Bright. Never met him or even heard of him, but to me he is a disgruntled employee, not liked or respected by people I spoke to, and who, with his attitude, should no longer be working for our government." And afterwards, he said,
"He's nothing more than a really disgruntled, unhappy person. I watched him, and he looks like an angry, disgruntled employee who, frankly, according to some people, didn't do a very good job."
The CDC on Thursday released guidance documents on reopening schools, restaurants, and businesses after first withholding the recommendations until it completed revisions demanded by the White House, which called the original version, quote, too prescriptive. The new guidelines include checklists for businesses to follow as they reopen and safety precautions and guidelines for schools, camps, childcare programs, mass transit systems, and restaurants. But it is an extremely pared-down version of the original guidelines held back by the administration. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell acknowledged to Fox Not Really News on Thursday that he was wrong when he claimed on Monday that the Obama administration had not provided, quote, any kind of game plan for something like this. But former Obama administration officials pointed out that his National Security Council had produced a document called the Playbook for Early Response to High Consequence Emerging Infectious Disease Threats and Biological Incidents. It specifically identified a coronavirus pandemic as a threat to prepare for. McConnell telling Fox News' Brett Baer, "I was wrong." He then said he couldn't comment on whether the plan was followed because he didn't know enough about it. Well, that's typical. Senator Richard Burr announced Thursday that he would temporarily step down as chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee while the FBI investigates his sale of stocks just before the coronavirus pandemic hit the U.S., sending stocks plummeting. Burr, who had received classified briefings before he sold up to $1.7 million in stocks, said he wanted to prevent his situation from becoming, quote, a distraction to a committee that's extremely important to the safety and security of the American people. The decision came a day after the FBI raided Burr's Washington, D.C. area home and seized his cell phone. The FBI declined to comment, but Mitch McConnell said he and Burr had agreed that it would be in the best interest of the committee for him to step aside starting Friday. New reports indicate that others accused of similar insider trading, including Senators Kelly Loeffler and Dianne Feinstein, have both been questioned by the FBI as well. So remember this.
I hope they now go and take a look at the oranges of the investigation, the beginnings of that investigation about the Mueller report. The Mueller report, I wish, covered the oranges, how it started, the beginnings of the investigation, how it started.
Of course you do. Who could forget it? Well, Trump's sycophant, Lindsey Graham, announced Thursday that the Senate Judiciary Committee he chairs will launch hearings in June to look into the origins of the FBI's investigation into Russian election meddling and contacts with Trump's 2016 campaign. Graham said the hearings would cover the FBI's investigation of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who pleaded guilty to lying about his contacts with Russia's ambassador and later tried to withdraw the plea. And the Justice Department has moved to drop those charges. I think this is what the Trump people are calling Obamagate. Trump tweeted to Lindsey Graham that he should call former President Barack Obama to testify, but Graham thankfully dismissed that idea. New warnings from the World Health Organization, where public health experts warned Thursday that the world was at risk of a mental illness crisis caused by the broad impact of the coronavirus pandemic. Dr. Devorah Castell, the director of the WHO Mental Health Department, said, quote, "The isolation, the fear, the uncertainty, the economic turmoil, they all cause or could cause psychological distress. Among those at high risk are children isolated from school and friends, healthcare workers overwhelmed by the deaths of COVID-19 patients, and people who have lost their jobs." And in a very rare commentary on political matters, the editors of the esteemed medical journal Lancet called for a new president in 2021 who can competently deal with the major health crisis by letting healthcare professionals do their jobs. The Lancet editors called out Donald Trump and some of his top aides for undercutting the Centers for Disease Control at a time when the U.S. and the world at large are being ravaged by the COVID-19 virus. The editorial concluded, quote, "Americans must put a president in the White House come January 2021 who will understand that public health should not be guided by partisan politics." And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.